Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Draft day, all day. Here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, in fact, the WEEI afternoon show. In the afternoon, Sean, the WEEI afternoon show in Green Bay, bringing you right up until the draft. In the afternoon. But right now, we are on the clock, Curtis, right, when it comes to leads.
I think Andy and Ted were at, like, they crashed a wedding party before it yesterday.
Wonder how the food was.
Shime, Jackson's job at your wedding is to kick out the crashers.
Nice. Good job.
And also, if they were at a wedding, life hack from me, you have unlimited time to give a gift.
Yep.
I thought you were going in a different direction.
Your presence is presence enough.
That is correct. Shime, are you accepting questions on your mock or the mock of others?
Absolutely, always.
Okay, this is Mark from Connecticut. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys, how we doing? It's draft day. I can't wait tonight.
I know.
Wiggy.
Yeah.
Tyler Warren should be the draft pick tonight because he is the security blanket that Drake May needs in this offense, but I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think that they... I don't know why they won't do it. I just have that feeling that should be the pick, but they won't do it. I wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah,
that's the guy I've been on from day one. I think, listen, Ashton Jeanthi, I think he's a tremendous player. But running backs do take a lot of wear and tear on their bodies. And if you can have – look at – and at least for us here, we go – look at the relationship that Brady had with his tight ends throughout his career. Obviously, starting with your boy. And then you start to see that whether it was Gronk and what he was able to do. Look with Patrick Mahomes was able to do in his relationship with
Travis Kelce,
yep. George Kittle. If Tyler Warren is a matchup nightmare and you could get him with a young Drake May, I mean, these two guys could be tearing up the league for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah. All right, well, Curtis, your lead this morning?
All right, we did this briefly with the Ken and Curtis Show on Saturday, inspired by the events of our midday show, which doubled their ratings year over year. Congratulations
they
to Jones
did?
And Keith. They did.
Wow.
Good for them.
Excellent show. Listen to it every day, as I do. So, my top five Patriots draft picks of the last 25 years.
Okay.
Number five, Deion Branch, second rounder out of Louisville. Should never have left, thanks to whoever you want to blame for being cheap. Was a Super Bowl MVP, well-documented. Number four, Vince Wilfork, 21st pick in the draft, probably a Hall of Famer, unbelievable nose tackle. Number three, Gronk, second-round pick, greatest tight end in NFL history. Now, number two, I have to give partial credit to Wiggy. Richard Seymour, out of Georgia.
Right. Jeez, I thought he was going to be your number one.
And then number one, I wanted to go back a little bit further so I could give Tom Brady credit, but in reality, I guess I'll just do Tom Brady emeritus. So, Tom Brady number one. But, yes, so 5-4-3-2-1, you got, I don't even know what I did, five, Deion Branch 5, Vince Wilfork 4.
Gronk 3.
Gronk 3, Seymour 2, Brady 1.
It's a good list.
There you go.
I like that list.
I mean, Tom Brady, sixth rounder, how can you not? I mean, really.
Yeah.
Probably the greatest pick of Bill's career.
Right. But he didn't get the job done against the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
So. I would think so. Yeah, I mean, I would think
to
that
be
was...
able to identify a guy like that in the sixth round and to be able to figure out somehow that he's going to be the GOAT, I mean, that is unbelievable skill on the part of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that was...
You might ask why he would let him sit for 198 picks, but who's worried about that at this point?
All right, Curtis, excellent lead on draft day. Courtney, by the way, I don't know, did you do something different? Like, in Twitch and on text and YouTube, everybody talking about how your hair is fire today. So
thank you. That's very nice. I saw some people say, like, different strokes for different folks. But
are you accepting compliments today on the show?
Always. Okay. Yeah, thank you. I gave myself a blowout last night because I do.
Same.
Yes,
well, I
just blew out your back.
Okay. I head to my bachelorette party today, so I'm heading right to the airport from here.
All right.
So I needed my hair ready for...
So you're not working tomorrow?
Correct, yeah.
On the day after the NFL draft?
Yeah, we've been over this quite a few times.
Oh, we have? Okay.
And again, yes. I don't think anybody's tuning into the show to hear my draft takes. I'm glad Shine will be here.
Okay, Shine will be here tomorrow. You are off to a... This is the one... That has the naked servers, the butlers.
Maybe topless. But I don't know. I don't know if that will happen. Yeah, I'm on a 1 o'clock flight, but I'm going to try to make it 11:30.
Oh, really?
I think I could do it.
Do you want to get down there for extra penis straws?
No, no. There's just a dinner reservation at 6, and if my flight right now, I won't make it.
It's a big draft day today, so leave out about 9:15.
I don't know.
Wait, don't.
My dad did say, "Courtney, just leave before the last segment." I said, "Dad, I could never."
Numbnuts over here, not the real numbnuts, the other numbnuts, calls me soft when it comes to my management technique, and now he's telling Courtney to blow out of here at 9:15.
Yeah, no one's gonna trip
on. If you
on
get
him.
On a 1 o'clock flight to where you go, Florida,
yeah,
you'll be there by 4.
Flying through JFK.
How long is that?
Why would you do that?
I did a direct flight to Florida. Every flight is direct.
Because I didn't want to miss today's show, so I made sure that I got... The only thing I could get was not a direct, so... Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. There is a direct at 11:30. If there's anybody listening that works at Logan and can just scoot me through when I get there.
Do you have TSA pre-check?
Of course.
Yeah. You should be fine.
And by the way,
I hate that flex also.
Greg, it's Wiggy was doing something for the show. He's encouraging her so that for the final 45 minutes we have something to mock for the
I know. I was saying, Curtis, I was saying it because
I feel you, but I don't want to
One's going to care.
Right.
Around here it's like, "Hey, we're like we said, we're soft around here." Right. So they're going to be like, "All right, let her go. She's got to get there early." So I would say just leave at 9:15.
Right. No, I don't want you to have to go through JFK.
Yeah, just take the 11:30.
No, we'll see.
Subaru of New England text line 978 text DeSanto, have your bags ready.
Oh, thank you for asking. I actually made a point to close said bag before I left so that he didn't have to do so, but he will be having them down in the garage in car so that I can just drop my car, get in his, and he'll drop me at the airport. We discussed that yesterday.
Does he not have to work? Or?
No, he's working.
Well, no, he won't be working.
He works from home on Thursdays.
Oh, huh? Well, works from home.
I see. Thursdays and Fridays.
He's just taking a break while
Thursday.
He drives to the airport.
Is that a scheduled break with work when he drives you all the way over to the airport?
All the way over. It's going to be like a 6-minute drive.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
And by the way, Courtney, over under 50 pounds for the bag.
Oh, way under. It's just a carry-on. I know Wiggy hates that. But yeah, just a carry-on.
So wait a minute. Bachelorette party, Florida, starting tonight.
Yes.
How many outfits? I'm going to over under on outfits.
6.
No. I would go way over 6.
Way over that.
I would guess you probably have 10 outfits.
No, 5.
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, 5 outfits.
5.
I packed very well for this.
So it must be strictly bikinis all weekend
long.
That's what
Tommy Tabs likes.
Yeah.
Because you said
you're going down there Friday and Saturday.
I'm going down today. We have a dinner reservation. There's a small group that's getting there tonight. Small reservation.
Right, but you're there for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Can you come back Sunday?
Yes.
Have you guys pre-chosen the designated sucker who will be buying you drinks all weekend?
No.
Or do you find him when you get down
there? No, I don't think we'll have to do that. We're a bunch of ladies who have good jobs. No need. Right. We're taking care of the bride.
When you meet the poor dude tonight, all of you out, nobody is going to have a boyfriend or a husband or anything. We're down here. We're a group of single girls.
Wilding out.
Dating show Mary will be down there. She's already down there, actually.
I have a show idea for tomorrow.
Yes.
Tonight, when you're out and about, you ask all the ladies at the Bachelorette their Patriots draft grade. and then we air it tomorrow.
That's okay. A great idea.
I think they'd all have great ones.
Yeah. I agree.
Anyway, you know what? We have to take a break.
Okay. And let me tell you, this group of gals, very football heavy. So you'd actually be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you should do that.
I will.
Maybe you'll bump into a baller. Yeah.
No, I'm saying like they're very knowledgeable.
25,000 a cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon might be down there.
Well, a couple of the topless butlers actually played in the CFL.
Oh, that's
so.
Courtney.
Yes.
I just got a text from the stadium you met before a concert at Gillette. He said he can get you Doug Mirabelli treatment from here to Logan.
Oh,
really? He'll give you the license.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So now you should definitely get on that 11:30.
You deserve a state police escort.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Wow.
All right, good. So we locked you in on that.
Okay.
Curtis, thanks to that listener.
Yeah, thank
of course.
You.
And we'll come back. We'll get to Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, and my lead next.